last thing you eat at a party sets up the best memories. It's that old business of first and last impressions being the most powerful. So today we're talking last tastes, desserts, exceptional ones, and the easy tricks that the pros use to take them over the top. Now, this is Alice Medrick's specialty. She's a professional baker and chocolatier, but she thinks like a home cook. Alice has written Sinfully Easy Delicious Desserts, Quicker, Smarter Recipes. Alice, it's been a very long time. It's good to have you back.
It's great to be back, Lynn.
Alice, you've got a collection of these simple tricks that kind of take desserts into another realm. Can we talk about those?
I call them magic ingredients. And those are the things that will take something delicious into stellar, you know, something ordinary into good and something wonderful into more wonderful. And it's things that you can keep in the pantry, in the fridge all of the time, things you probably even have, like black peppercorns. You know, a little grind of black pepper over a chocolate mousse is to die for. Delicious. A little black pepper over figs that have been macerated in something, or just ripe figs, period. Or, you know, figs that have been caramelized in the sauté pan. A little black pepper. Flaky sea salt is another one. You know, today we want a little salt with our chocolate.
Right.
So how about a, you know, olive oil chocolate torte with a little flaky sea salt on top. And the beauty of putting it on top and using it as an accessory is you get the little crunch and the little burst of salt rather than having the whole thing taste salty.
What about orange blossom water?
Oh, I love this. You know, I love to drop a few drops of it over orange slices in a bowl of their juices, or flavor a little whipped cream with it, or grate a little zest over a souffle or a chocolate dessert. It just adds a little something. And again, putting it on top gives you that fragrance. It gives you a layered experience as opposed to flavoring the whole souffle or whole dessert with the orange.
And you can get that easily in a lot of shops, especially Middle Eastern shops. And then there is this the partner, rosewater.
Rosewater, same sort of thing. It's this fragrant floral thing that flavors whipped cream very beautifully. You can also put it in a fruit salad, and it just lifts it, even a glass of lemonade.
You know, there's something else you have here that I think people don't think about, that you can grate a cinnamon stick.
Oh, I love that. Either a cinnamon stick or a whole nutmeg with a little microplane zester. And again, it's a top note. It goes over or on top of something. So you get first the fragrance when you put it in your mouth, and then the taste, a little taste of the either cinnamon or nutmeg. And then you go into, let's say it's a chocolate brownie or some dessert like that.
Right.
It's a layering instead of a flavoring. And I just love it. And it's something that, you know, gets all over your hands when you do it, and it goes into the air. You do it just before serving, and it just makes a world of difference.
I think it'd be great to do it at the table over fruit.
Absolutely, I do it at the table. I do the same thing for citrus zests.
Alice, in this magic ingredient list, you've got one thing. It's a surprise. Olive oil?
Extra virgin olive oil is a stunning dessert ingredient. I use it in a chocolate cake. I use it in a pound cake. And even easier, just a drizzle of extra virgin olive oil over a vanilla ice cream is just sublime. And you can put a little pinch of sea salt over there and you are done.
Mm.
Just magical.
Well, you know, not many authors that I've ever seen that have done dessert books have given over, I think, 3 pages, 4 pages to only whipped cream.
You know, I think whipped cream is one of the greatest dessert toppings because it takes nothing to make it, right? It's not like frosting or anything where there are several steps to making it. Whipped cream is easy, breezy. You don't even have to look at the recipe. And it's neutral and it highlights desserts so beautifully and other flavors. But when you don't want it to be neutral, there's a zillion ways you can flavor it. You can infuse it with fresh mint leaves. You don't even have to cook it. In fact, it's better if you don't. Overnight with the mint leaves, you strain out the mint leaves and you whip your cream as usual, sweeten it to taste. Same with jasmine tea. I also sometimes fold whipped cream into lemon curd.
Wait, just back up a minute.
Jasmine tea.
How do you do that?
You just put those, I use those jasmine pearl, any good jasmine tea. I put some in the cold cream and I put it in the refrigerator overnight. And I let it cold infuse, which brings out all these floral tastes. And then you strain out the tea and whip the cream as usual. It's great on a chocolate dessert or on a fruit dessert.
Is there a trick to getting chocolate, I don't mean cocoa, but melted chocolate whipped into cream?
Yes, there is. First, you melt the chocolate with a little water. Well, let me back up and say that any cook who has experimented by trying to add melted chocolate to whipped cream has probably ended up with either something that is so stiff after it's chilled it doesn't feel like whipped cream anymore, or more likely when they pour that warm chocolate into the whipping cream because the cream is wet and cold, it sets the chocolate too fast and you get a lot of flakes and shards of chocolate instead of a nice blend. So the thing to do is to melt the chocolate first with a little liquid. I usually use water, and that kind of relaxes the chocolate a little bit. And then when that mixture is cool, then you can mix it with your cream.
Right.
Then you chill it, and then you can whip it.
Brilliant. Alice, you are a magician, and I thank you very much.
Thank you, Lynn.
Alice Medrick is the author of Sinfully Easy Delicious Desserts. Now, she left us with another idea. How about sour cream souffles? Delicious. Now, you're going to find her recipe on the website, splendidtable.org.